Welcome to those that are joining us for the Shir. Asor B'Teves, Tovshin Samach Zayin. Being that the Yortzeit of Rav Nosson Zal is on Asor B'Teves, we'd like to dedicate this Shir to speaking about him with the thought that in speaking about him, everything we discuss should serve as an inspiration and encouragement for each and every one of us who would like to be in the category of a true student of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. In the Sefer Avoneho Barzel, which is one of the sections of the Sefer Koich Vayor, which has many stories about Rabbi Nachman and his students, we're told that even while he was a small child, he already started thinking about and feeling the significance of Tachlis. Rav Nosson Zal would sit with his grandfather, Rabbi Yitzchak Danzig, in the Mizrach, in the front of the shul, and he knew all the elderly people that sat there. They all liked to play with him and talk to him. And one day, one of them passed away, and Rav Nosson Zal was wondering, where is he? How come he's not coming anymore? So he asked his grandfather, who told him that this person unfortunately passed away. So Rav Nosson Zal asked him, what does that mean? What does it mean, died? And his grandfather tried to explain it as one would explain to a child. And then Rav Nosson Zal asked him, what do they do with the body afterwards? So he told him that they dig a deep hole in the ground and they put him inside and they cover it with earth. And from that time on, Rav Nosson Zal was wondering, what is this? This is how it all ends? And from that point on, he started thinking, so is this, could this be the tachlis, just to feed the body, just to nourish the body? And Rav Nosson Zal said that from that day on, as a child, this question was always ringing in his ears, and he still has this question. Is this the tachlis of all of Olam Hazeh, of a person's physical life? And is this life? And I was privileged to hear my rabbi, Rav Michal Dorfman, Zichron Nevrucha, say that because Rav Nosson Zal had this question burning inside of him from his youth, anyone that reads his Sforim, the Likutei Halachos, the Likutei Tfilos, the other Sforim, sees that every page of his teachings is crying out with this question, enlightening a person as to what their real purpose is in life, and giving inspiration and encouragement to fulfill their true mission in life, which is to serve Hashem. One of Rav Nosson Zal's closest students, Rav Nachman Tulchinezal, had once worked the entire day before Sukkos in building the sukkah for Rav Nosson Zal, because he would actually eat together with him on Sukkos. And when they sat down to eat in the sukkah, Rav Nachman Tulchin made a comment that when a person works all day building a sukkah, then they feel a different tam coming into the sukkah. Rav Nosson Zal looked at him with a smile and said, but this you haven't tasted yet. What it is to cry out to Hashem, to beg Hashem for an entire day, Hatimeini tam sukkah. Hashem, please help me be zeicher to feel what a sukkah is, to be able to have my neshama really, really experience everything that sukkah is all about. And from this we see a tiny inkling as to Rav Nosson Zal's deep, deep understanding of tefillah and how a person's approach to every facet of Yiddishkeit is only if it's preceded and followed and mixed with a lot of tefillah. As we find, Rav Nosson Zal once said, at the conclusion of one of his very, very inspiring shiurim to his students, he said after the shiur that our words, if you don't blend them with a lot of hispoedidus, heaven help you, implying that as much as a person can hear a shiur advar Torah at times that they feel is very inspiring, unless the person davens to Hashem with tremendous sincerity, begging Hashem to be able to feel the words, and the words should go deep into their heart and be indelibly inscribed, they shouldn't forget it. This is just a tiny beginning of the awesome life story, and especially the Hiskaravus of Rav Nosson Zal to his great rabbi Rabbeinu Zal. Rabbeinu Zal taught us that mentioning the name of a tzaddik, just as when we mention the name of any person, included in their name is everything about that person. So Rabbeinu Zal said that whenever we mention the name of a tzaddik, we're awakening the merit, the schus, of everything that tzaddik has done during his lifetime. Shem should help that we should be zecher tzaddik levrocha, that the mentioning of the tzaddik should be a brocha to all of us. And the true tzaddikim should be melitzei toiv. They should be our defenders in the heavenly court. And in their schus, we should be zecher to see the rebuilding of the third and final Beis HaMikdash with the coming of Moshiach, b'mehera v'yameinu, amen v'yamein.